Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Beitza, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So the Mishnah is going to tell us three kulas that were that a different Tana had. We were just talking about Rabbi Gamliel, but now we're going to move on to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, three kulas that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had that the Chachamim did not agree with. Shlosh Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir v'Cham Moshin. There were three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Matir, but the Chacham said is Aser. Number one, Parasu Yosef Beritzua, Shabin Karneha. His cow would go out on Shabbos into a public area, into a Rosh Hasharabim, with a ritzua, some type of strap between its horns that was there for decorative purposes, because he thought that if it's there for decorative purposes, it's considered like clothing, and therefore it's not considered like carrying. So even though there is an Isra of Hotsa'a on Shabbos, and there is a din of Shvisas Behemto, you're not allowed to have your behema do that which is a melacha, he held that that's not a melacha, since it was decorative, it was like an item of clothing, so you're allowed to go out wearing clothing, and your animal's allowed to go out wearing clothing as well. Second kula that he had is that he would scratch and scrape the body of an animal with a metal comb on Yom Tov, even though it might prick the animal and cause the animal to bleed, because that's a Darshan Meskavin. He wasn't trying to get the animal to bleed. And number three, he held that you're allowed to grind peppercorns in the small grinders that are made specifically to grind the peppercorns, even though the malach of grinding is generally asr on Yom Tov, because he held that that type of grinding is not really included in the Isser. The Chacham, however, disagreed with all three of those things. They held that going out with that, having the animal go out with the Ritzur Shabin Karnav is asr, it's not an item of clothing, it's Hotza'a, and they held that combing an animal with a metal comb would make the animal bleed, and therefore that's aser to do. You're not allowed to do anything that might result in a malacha, even if it's not a guarantee that the malacha is going to happen. And they do not allow grinding peppercorns, because that looks like it's uvdu d'chol. It's a weekday activity. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein mekardin es abehim b'yom tov mibnei she'osa chabura. Rabbi Yehuda says the reason you're not allowed to comb an animal with this metal comb is it's going to wound the animal. But you could use a wooden comb, because that's not going to cause bleeding. And the Chum say, you're not even allowed to use a wooden comb, because if a wooden comb would be allowed, then people will use a metal comb as well, and that would be problematic. So it's like a gzera l'gzera almost, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum agree that anything that might lead to a malacha is aser. So they don't allow using a metal comb, because it might cause it to bleed. But the Chum went a step further, and they said even using a wooden comb is going to be aser, because someone might then use a metal comb. So now we move on to Mishnah Tes, and the Mishnah talks about the halachos of Tumah when it comes to the pepper grinder that we just spoke about in Mishnah Ches. So, generally speaking, in order for a kli to become Tameh, it needs to be a complete kli. It needs to be a whole kli. So, arichayim shel pilpulin Tameh mishum shlosha kelim. A pepper grinder can become Tameh even when it's disassembled into three different parts, because the parts are three independent kelim. Mishum klei kibul. The bottom part, which holds the ground pepper, becomes can become tameh because it's a clay kibble, it's a container. Umishum clay matachos. The top part, the pestle that the pepper is pounded with, can become tameh because it's a metal kli. Umishum clay kvara. And the middle part, which is a sort of like a netting that sifts the ground peppers and allows the powder to fall through the netting, it's like a sieve, and it keeps the bigger, chunkier parts above the netting, can become tameh because it's a sieve. So each one is considered a complete independent kli of the other. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we learned that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had three kulas, and the Chum didn't accept any of them. Number one, he allowed a para to go out with a strap between its horns on Shabbos and Yom Tov, on Shabbos. And number two, he allowed scraping a behema with a metal comb on Yom Tov. And number three, he allowed grinding peppercorns in their normal grinder on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to scrape the animal on Yom Tov because it's going to make a chabura, but you're allowed to use a wooden comb. comb. And the Chum said, you're not even allowed to use a wooden comb. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said that this Rechaim Shel Pilpulin that we were describing, this thing that's used to grind peppercorns, is actually three separate kelim, and each one can be Mekabel Tuma on its own. The bottom part is a clay kibble, the top part is a clay mateches, and the middle part is considered like a sieve. It's a clay kevara. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Yod.